I think it's possible. Jeff Bezos was at my house last night. Just walked in. He's sitting there at the table.
Start business. As strange as they can be. Stupid, silly product on Amazon and QVC. Heidemann does the research, finding things you didn't know. A service you get only on the Steve Cochran Show.
Because we care. With Anna DeVlantis, Michael Heidemann joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's interesting to be on a show where we can talk about things we find on the ocean, and now things that I find on the internet.
Right. Crap in the ocean, crap on the internet. Right.
Exactly.
Right. And Michael, I think really after meeting your mom last week for the Mother's Day show, that this is what she dreamed of. That you'd be working on a huge show like this and looking up stuff on the internet that we can mock.
She said when I was young, in my baby book, she wrote, one day you'll be on the Steve Cochran show talking about things that you find on Amazon.
We have a Kickstarter effort, and this is the PGA Championship weekend. What is this golf product?
Yes, I thought with it coming up, and I know that you're a huge fan of golf, and everyone here on the show is, we can talk about the Shotty Golf Tee. And yes, that's correct. It's the only way to shotgun a beer while golfing. It's so you manufactured in the U.S.
You take a can of beer, you flip it on its side, you pierce it with a tee device, which also is sort of a makeshift straw that you can then shotgun the beer?
Yes, exactly. What every kid wants, and more. Only for $175 that you can pledge. It's a Kickstarter, so they're just trying to fund it still. With that $175 pledge, you get 50 Shotty golf tees, a golf towel, and 5 Shotty koozies, so you can, you know, keep your drink nice and cold.
Now, Steve, you wouldn't use the tee as a straw. That's not really how the shotgunning goes. You'd remove the tee and then open the can, and then you shotgun through the hole.
This is a hacker's move. I mean, come on. But having said that, 50 tees seems like a lot, because 50 tees is 50 beers. So apparently they're trying to make alcoholics as well. This is part of the program.
You know what? I think that those golf carts are there for a reason. Or those the drink carts that come out are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think that that's probably an afternoon. Right?
Well, 50 in an afternoon. I've certainly played with guys who have done that. Anna, have you played golf lately?
I really haven't. You know, since
do you still
being
find
mother,
it stupid?
I just haven't spent much. No, I've always loved golf. I thought it was fun. Just to, you know, makes you get outside.
How
makes
come we
you
never played?
Well, I played in your tournament, but I didn't play with you in
right.
the foursome.
Well, I mean, you have to say it like that. I didn't play with you.
Well, I'm not sure you allowed me to play with you. I'm certainly at a different level than you are. I get that part.
That's not true. We should play if you want to play.
It's all right.
Great. We, you know,
I'm up for it again.
Get out in the, what did you say? Get out in the wilderness? What was it?
Get out in the, like, in the nature. In nature. Right.
All right.
Grass.
So, next up, cats.
Yes, speaking of nature, we have the Citizens Advertising Takeover Service, which is a great Kickstarter, or as I like to call it, CATS, CATS, which is trying to take over certain, let's say, L stations around England to show just cat photos. And in fact, if you wanted to, for just $100, your cat could be featured, and they'll reserve a little square for your cat, and if you send them a photo, or for $1, they'll stroke a cat for you.
What does that mean?
They'll pet the kitty. You know, there's like Marie Kondo.
683 people have chimed into this.
That's right. I think that this is probably one of my favorite Kickstarters, because I would actually fund this as much as I can.
Do cats really need promotion? I mean, don't we have enough cats?
Well, I think it's to keep you from having to look at ads.
Mm-hmm.
So the cat pictures cover up the ad pictures. What if you're not a cat person? What if you'd like to see, you know...
Yeah, this freaks me out.
Cute kids or something.
Dogs.
Or dogs.
Right?
Right.
See, very cute.
Dogs would work.
Yep. Dogs would work.
Or mix it up. Or like the last couple of times you were in, you brought us pictures of old people doing things.
Oh, you just wait, Steve.
Just wait.
Oh, it's coming? Okay, I didn't look ahead. So you can sign up for that as well. All right, what's the sheep wagon?
So, Steve, it's summer. There's a lot of vacations.
And by the way, this is not a Kickstarter. This is an Airbnb.
Yes, we're moving on. I've expanded the segment a little bit.
Has everybody done an Airbnb?
I have.
I have not. I have not either.
I had a good experience. So, you know.
No, we did a VRBO.
Is that same thing?
Same thing.
Vacation rental by owner.
So, Dave, you haven't done
an Airbnb? As opposed to an Airbnb, which is by a stranger?
I'm not sure the difference.
I have not done Airbnb.
All right, so let's say you had a feel for the Old West and you really loved Little House on the Prairie. Is that where we're going here?
Exactly. For any kid who grew up in the 1980s, the Oregon Trail was one of my favorite games. You played on the floppy disk, and not only...
That was the only game.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Wasn't it one of the first games?
And it always froze.
Yeah. It always froze. It was that and Hangman, I believe, were the only two games that you could play. And this is a fully restored 1920s sheep wagon for only $125 a night.
Sheep sold separately? Is that where we are with this?
Yes, for this one, I suppose. It's actually, you know, this is the best part because like the Oregon Trail, you can rent this Airbnb and it doesn't give you dysentery and you don't need to forage the river. Which is amazing.
That's a good thing. I mean, does anyone want dysentery? I don't know anybody that's up for dysentery. No.
Well, Cindy from wherever she's from in June, she stayed there and she said, if you're the adventuring type and you appreciate getting away from the hustle and bustle, the Hayward Sheep Herder Wagon is for you. Situated in the vast open fields next to a meandering river and a beautiful lake, you can really feel the earth speaking to you.
Where
in
is
the sheep
it?
Wagon. I think it's in Oregon.
No,
like
Anna,
for real.
Michael has had sort of, you know, I'm going to go as far as to say a fetish for pictures of old people, giant life-size wall decal pictures of old people.
Oh.
One was old people in a golf cart. What was the one last week?
That was a park bench, too.
Wasn't it a park bench.
There was the woman with the inhaler.
What's the appeal, Michael? What do you love about it?
Well, you know, I'm trying to remodel my apartment, and I know that Ben Wakenight is trying to do some stuff with his apartment. And I went to IKEA the other day, and there was nothing as cool as this wall decal of a senior woman holding a tray of muffins.
His argument last time, Anna, was that when you walk into an apartment, if you saw this decal on the wall in the living room, you would laugh.
Okay, that's
and you
fun.
Would laugh. So I think that's if you're trying to set a mood.
Either that or you're weird.
Marie Kondo, she's the cleanup
organizer.
She says to spark joy. Well, I look to spark confusion and bewilderment with this.
All right. Well, I think you're well on your way. We're only going to have time for one more, and then you're going to save these others for us. And this one's important because napping, I'm a big fan. Big fan of the nap.
Love the nap.
Except this product that is available, is this an Amazon product as well?
This is an Amazon product.
It's called the Sleep Hood. And I swear to God, Anna, you look at this picture, it looks like you're taking a hostage.
It totally looks like a hostage photo.
Oh, there's a fan on top of the head. Look at that. There's a fan. I see it. Oh, you could sleep in meetings.
Yeah.
It's like a bag they put over your head and it shuts out all the light?
It shuts out all the light. It's almost
But have
the
you
perfect...
ever seen anything less subtle? Of course you're taking a nap. You're the hostage. You're sleeping.
They're wearing it on the ski lift, even.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to just take a nap. In fact, Dave J. gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It says, it's better than Ambien, discreet naps, and great for the workplace. And he's finally became the master of his domain with this.
Let me tell you something. Everybody on this show is getting one of these bad boys.
That discreet, really.
It's a hood over your head.
It's literally a bag over your head that you, a guy sleeping on a park bench, take a nap anywhere, anytime, only for $7.99.
Now, having said this, the way I feel about meetings, I'd prefer to be a hostage. So
we should wear them all during the CLTV hour.
Right?
Can we maybe save the last two for another day?
Yep. That's what I agree.
Here?
I agree in the interest of time because we got to get to Walter. Nice work, Michael, as always.
Thank you, Steve.
And by that, I mean, I don't know what you do around here.